1 Peter 4:19 is our passage today as we continue to pray through the Bible. Peter writes, "Therefore, let those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to a faithful Creator while doing good." One by one, they died. James, the brother of John, was beheaded. Church history says that Thomas was killed in India. Simon was crucified in Egypt. Mark, the first bishop of Alexandria, was burned and buried in Egypt as well. Bartholomew was beaten, crucified, and then beheaded. Andrew, Peter's brother, was crucified in Rome. Matthew was killed by a spear. Philip was stoned and then hung on a cross. James, the brother of Jesus, was beaten to death after it was learned that his being thrown from the temple didn't kill him. 2 years after writing his first letter, Peter was put to death in Rome. The records of the early church indicate that he was crucified. Eusebius, the father of church history, cites the testimony of an eyewitness named Clement, who said that before Peter was crucified, he was forced to watch the crucifixion of his own wife. As he watched her being led to death, Peter called his wife's name and said, "Remember the Lord." And when it was his turn, he pleaded to be crucified upside down because he wasn't worthy to die as Jesus. So he was nailed to the cross, head downward. All the people I've mentioned were apostles. The apostles followed hard after Jesus during their life and in their deaths. They entrusted their souls to a faithful Creator. They were not only great teachers, they were great examples of suffering according to God's will. Some talking points. Thank God for the great examples of the apostles and others who have died for Jesus, the martyrs of our faith. Some of them are dying today. Secondly, ask God to give you the strength to live for Him today, to live for Him right now. Father, give us the courage to die for You if need be, for only when we are willing to die for You can we truly live for You. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.